is our God. Great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. Tonight we'll receive the word sharply before the choir ministration so that we can understand exactly what the ministration is all about. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to verse 14. He said, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. He went too fast. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very quickly speaking on the subject, the song of Christmas. Or the song of Christ's birth. Because some people have issue with the name Christmas. The song of Christ's birth. Because we came in here tonight to have a service of songs for the birth of Christ. I want it to be made very clear that Christmas or the birth of Christ was heralded by the flow of songs. Angelic celestial singings. There was with the angel a heavenly host praising. Meaning of that is, there can be no birth of Christmas of Christ or no Christmas without the flow of songs. Christmas is incomplete without the flow of songs. What is a songless Christmas? A songless Christmas is more like a snowless winter. Winter without snow. A fruitless or leafless tree. Tree without leaves. Tree without fruit. Ugly. A wingless bird. A featherless bird. What is a songless Christmas? It is a waterless ocean. You say it's an ocean, it has no water. What is a songless Christmas? A treeless forest. Here is a forest, but no trees. What is a songless Christmas? A spineless porcupine. Peopleless church. Empty. If the birth of Christ was heralded with songs at that time, it must be celebrated with songs today. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Shout the louder, amen. And what is the implication of the songs at Christmas? One, the celebration of joy. Christmas came, the birth of Christ came to introduce us, usher us into joy unspeakable. Two, the celebration of victory. Victory over the forces of hell, over the agenda of the enemy that he has had on the planet Earth from the creation of the world. Three, the celebration of solution. The celebration. The name Jesus means Savior. Savior is solution. Lift up your hands and say, Master, thank you. Thank you for the release of your Son. The celebration of solution. Number four is the celebration of hope and expectation. That there is hope, there is expectation. The future is secure. This one who has just been born came to give us hope. Finally, it is the celebration of peace, tranquility, serenity, equanimity. Nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lost. Say peace to men of goodwill. Into this fivefold celebration, we have come tonight. I want you to make up your mind. To flow in this season. And it shall be well with your soul. Joy, victory, solution, hope and expectation, peace, tranquility. Are you ready tonight? Lift up your right hand and appreciate Him. Wave your hands to Jesus. Honor Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Hallelujah. I'm sure you have imagined the tree without leaves and fruit, how beautiful it is. A bird without wings and feather, very beautiful. Ocean without water. Forest without trees. But that shall never be our portion. Stand on your feet with one shout of victory. The angels sang, we shall sing. The angels celebrated, we shall celebrate. The angels jubilated, we shall jubilate. The angels rejoiced, we shall rejoice. Give the Lord a shout of praise and say, Master, I am here tonight to celebrate joy, to celebrate victory, solution, hope, expectation, and peace. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Everyone watching online, Dynamis TV and satellite, join forces with us tonight, and something shall break loose in your life. All those 5 points mentioned shall be your portion out of this celebration. Jesus' name, give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. If Jesus tarries to come, by this time next year, this program shall be citywide and nationwide. I think we just stepped in without no publicity, nothing. But this is worth anything. It's worth everything. I only pity those who have traveled. Again. Of Sharon, the lily of the valley, worship him, honor him for the wonderful birth of our Savior Jesus on Christmas. What a celebration, what an excitement, what a privilege to know him, what a privilege to be related with him. Lift your hands, lift your voice, give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration. We worship you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and make demands on your celebration of joy in this season. Father, I celebrate joy in this season. I reject sorrow in this season. We reject calamity in this season. Open your mouth and celebrate joy. We celebrate joy in this season. We celebrate joy in this season. From now till the crossover, till 2021, joy shall be our testimony. We reject sorrow. We reject disaster. Open your mouth and pray. We celebrate joy. We celebrate celebrate fulfillment. We celebrate satisfaction. Lift your voice and speak to God. This shall be our celebration. This shall be our celebration.
We celebrate joy. We celebrate joy. We celebrate joy. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say, Master, we celebrate victory in this season. Every single battle around our lives, around our families, around our nation, around our destinies, give way now for victory celebration. We celebrate victory. We celebrate victory as individuals, as a people, as a church, as a nation. We celebrate victory in this season. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. Lift your hands and say, Master, we are celebrating solution. The birth of solution. In this season, we receive solution. Individually, solution. As families, solution. As a church, solution. As a nation, to the situations in our land, in our world. Father, we receive solution. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Yes, we receive. Jesus' name. Lift your hands and say, Father, we celebrate hope and expectation in this season. As individuals, as an individual, as families, as a church, as a nation, by the birth of our Savior, we establish hope for the future. We establish hope for the future. We receive hope for our future. We receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. Yeah. In Jesus' name, lift your hands and say, Father,
we celebrate.
Peace.
Individually.
As families.
As a church
in Nigeria. As a church globally. As a nation.
Father, peace.
By the birth of Jesus. We celebrate peace. We establish peace. We walk in peace. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Peace. Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and appreciate Him for answer to prayers.
What an appropriate night for someone to give his or her life to Jesus. Wherever you are tonight, you are not sure of your salvation. This rain of songs, this climate of His presence is enough for you to give your life to Him. Pick your Bibles. Pick your bags. Walk forward here quickly. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? You want your sins forgiven? You want to rededicate yourself to God? You want to have an addiction or a yoke of something broken off your life? Quickly carry your Bibles and your bags. Step forward here. While they are doing that, we'll also take our communion positions. Quickly do that. The rest of us, take your seat. Quickly.
Keep coming.
I'll give you the count of 7, 1, 2, have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Everybody say
2 and 3
live for you alone.
4 5 and 7.
Lord, have your way.
For you alone.
Every day, I'm missing you. Every morning.
give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'm awake every morning. I'm awake.
Lord, have your way.
Every of those five celebrations we mentioned tonight become your portion. The celebration of joy, the celebration of victory, the celebration of solution, the celebration of hope and expectation. Whatever you are expecting is in your hands right now. Whatever you are trusting God for before 31st of December is released into your hands. Whatever you are trusting God for between now and this time tomorrow, they are released into your hands. The kind of Christmas you want to celebrate, I declare your celebration of it right now. In the name of Jesus, it's your celebration of peace. There are those whose minds are not at peace. Your heart is in crisis. You are wondering how this season will go, how you are going to celebrate, what you are going to do. You are not sure of how everything will be. I announce to you today, your celebration is established. Your celebration is confirmed. Your celebration is established. Your celebration is confirmed. In the name of Jesus,
so shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Every sickness in your body is not permitted to cross into next year. By the reason of this communion, 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 this season is confirmed the best season of your life. I see the mystery of supernatural restorations. The things that are yours that you are not aware of even now, before the year is over, it will enter your hands. They will be released for you. In the name of Jesus, your health shall be normalized. Blood sugar normalized. Blood pressure normalized. Systems normalized. Ancestral curse, generational curse, family curse, all eliminated. We call it done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Go ahead, take your communion. Those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest one more time and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Help me to live for you. Help me to do your will. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for these ones. I ask that the hold of the enemy be broken of their lives and the grace to live for God be released for them. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Counselors, please help them take their seat over here. God bless you.